I would like to say to you is, buddy, for praying for me, for supporting me. Last week was very draining for me. I had to make 2 sick visits, and Father asked me to heal these people. So it takes a lot out of us, you will come to find, when you have to make these kind of visits. And there were some other things that were going on. My own mother was actually in the hospital for a day. She's okay now. She's out. Thanks to Brilliant. She's doing fine. I met with Father yesterday, and I would like, he asked me to give you his love, and I give you my peace. And I will preface that please do not take that for granted. Okay? Father and I talked for about a half hour, and I will read to you the notes that I took. This is him talking. He said, please be aware of your surroundings. Never let your guard down. Satan will sift all of you like wheat. There is no real difference between the evil of Jesus' time and yours. The only difference is there are more people now on the earth, and the evil is more active. Do not get lost in the minutiae of this world, politics, earth, and world events. Stay focused on your task. Heal those who come in your path. Heal them in my name. It is time for the world to understand that all of you exist, and you do not so out of your own accord, but because I have sent you. Be strong. Your faith will not fail you, for I have loved you before time began, and I will finish my plan with all of you. Well, I know how overwhelming that is for you. Yes, that's exactly what he said. Have I not proven to you who you are? Have you not witnessed miracles done in my name? Have you not watched lives change because of your gifts? There is none like you currently on the earth. A handful of healers to start. Believe in my second son. Do as he asks without question. All of you have done this, and I have blessed you because of this. I am so very proud of all of you. We have just begun, and I will tell you that times will get difficult for all of you. But I give you my promise. I am always with you. Fear no evil. Fear no man. Trust in me, for I hold you in my hand. I will keep your family safe. They are already well protected. Now watch and see now the miracles that you will perform with your own hand for my sake. The world's heads will explode as they witness the miracles within this end time because I have now sent my second son, and they will not deny me all I have planned to show those who are faithful in me. That is exactly what he said. The whole world's head is going to explode as they witness all of it. Wow. He said, be strong, be patient, be kind, and above all, be loving. Now let us finish this plan before time began and before I said, let there be light. Know that I love you, and I am so very proud of all that you have done. So now I will say thank you to you and your families for all the sacrifices you have done now and will do for me in the future. Please also know this. I am holding your crown, and my sons will be the ones who place them on your head when this task is complete. Okay, now get going. And then he smiled. I also forgot that we have a new team member on the phone, Celestial. This is Emily Bastian. She is a co-worker of mine, so team. Meet Emily Bastian, Celestial. Celestial, meet the team.
Welcome.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome, Emily.
Thank you.
Keep trying to discourage her. She doesn't listen.
She doesn't talk to enough of us.
Exactly. I don't know.
So welcome.
I'm very excited to be a part of the team.
Hold on to your hat, honey.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, that is from Father. He had a lot of concern in his voice as he shared that with me, but he has a lot of love and he has a lot of trust in all of you. Because the things that we have done already in the short period of time that we've been together, you cannot explain that away. You cannot discard it in any way. You people are exactly who he needs you to be. And I am very thankful that I have you. I have often said to him, when is the team going to start helping me? And you certainly have. And I appreciate you more and more every day. there's a few things I just want to bring to your attention, and then I asked Firelight and Lightstar if they would share with you an experience they had a couple weeks ago. So I'll hand it over to them after I get done making a few points here, and then if anybody has any questions, we can go over those too. And I also want to say thank you for contacting and connecting on the conference call. I know you all have lives. I know that you have things that you have to get done, but I appreciate that you see how important this is and that you give me at least an hour of your life to touch base with you. Father appreciates it too. I need to let you know that there's going to come a period of time in your life that when you accept totally who you are, meaning your healer name, when you completely get your head around who you are and who Father knows you already are, he will remove from you your spirit, the spirit that's been with you since you were born, because that spirit was given to you to guide you through your natural life. When you become this new creature he knows you are, and I'm going to use that word creature, and you become that name that he knows you are, he will remove your spirit, and then in time, he will issue you a counseling angel. And that counseling angel will be the one who comes to you in the center of your mind, and they will bring you information about things that you need to know. I don't have this in my notes, but now that I'm thinking about it, I will tell you. You all will also, in the center of your mind, you need to go and find in the training room that's there, and I know that Blazar, you don't have a training room, so you're going to have to look around in the side inside your house somewhere. You are going to find a stone tablet. I believe Brilliance and Trisis have already been issued their stone tablet. The rest of you need to find it. And what this stone tablet is, you're going to look at it, and what it's going to look like is, it's going to almost look like hieroglyphs. They're going to be little square boxes, and inside the square boxes are going to be like pictures or colors or letters or shapes that you're going to look at with your natural mind, and you're going to pretty much say to yourself, I have no idea what this is. That will tell you what this is. This is Father's language. And you will read it from left to right like you would normally read a book. And you're going to say to yourself, but I'm not comprehending it. But the interesting thing is while you read it, you will actually feel a burning in your heart. And what this is that you are reading is your role in what Father's plan is. And every single one of you will be issued a stone tablet. So I would encourage you to go find it, to read through it, and when you get done reading through it, then you need to hold it against your chest. You put it on your heart, hold it there, you take a few deep breaths, and this tablet's information will fill your heart. I would also probably tell you, now I'm thinking about it, you will not find the tablet in the center of your mind. You'll find it in your heart. That's where it is. That's where Father gave me mine, and he even made a point to me. He said, do you know, please note that I am meeting you in the center of your heart. I am not meeting you in your head. You know why, boy? And I said, no. And he said, because my entire plan is based on love. It is not based on the mind, because your mind will not comprehend what I'm going to tell you, but your heart will completely. So go in your heart, find the tablet, put it against your heart, let it absorb into you, and you will understand in time what your role is through this entire process. Okay? There is also sometimes, I'm going to say there's a conflict. There's no such thing as a conflict in this situation. You have a lead angel, and you also have the Holy Spirit. And you're going to come to find that sometimes when you hear a voice, you're probably going to automatically assume that it's the Holy Spirit that's speaking to you. But I'm here to tell you that it's not always him, that you will in time figure out that it is your own lead angel who is communicating with you. As you become more tactically aware of what's going on around you, your lead angel will actually give you instruction. He will tell you things about where you're going, what setting you're going to find yourself in. You may hear them say to you, we've already prepped, have the room secured, or everything is okay, or please be aware of this. That is your lead angel. That's not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will always be there for you when you're in the process of counseling somebody, giving some kind of pointer or news to someone. He is there giving you that information. But I need you all to be aware of that. Your lead angel is also going to speak today. I'm also going to encourage all of you that you need to have a deep cleaning at least once a week if you can arrange it for yourself. What that means is I need you to plug your team in, and you're going to have your team give you a healing. And it is exactly like you actually meditate on your own. You plug your team in, you get in the center of your mind, and then you, with your team, walk through each one of your chakras. And I think maybe that even your counseling angel may show up at that time, because you don't have a spirit at one point. So the spirit isn't going to reveal to you what you need to work on. Your counseling angel will, and the team will, and you need to spend at least 25, 30 minutes, however long it's going to take, for you and I to walk through each one of our chakras to let go of our week, to let go of what's been bothering us, because all of us, as much as we don't want to admit it, sometimes we come in conflict with things. We pretend that we've addressed them. We pretend that we were okay with what took place in the week, and we are in denial. I, myself, am in denial sometimes. You may also find as you go through your chakras that our Heavenly Father has allowed a demon maybe to come into your space. It is now your task to find it, to weed it out, and to destroy it. You will find it. A couple people on the team recently have had that experience where they've been working with their team. All of a sudden a demon pops up and they're taking it out. Why is this happening? As Father said, you must always be aware of your surroundings. You must never let your guard down. And sometimes you and I get complacent because we think that we're special, because we have been given such a power and authority that we are okay and we are immune to different things around us. Father is teaching us that we are at a greater risk than anybody else on this planet, and we need to be aware of what's going on. And Satan will stop at nothing to thwart our Father's plan, but he's going to fail. We all know that. But also what's nice is that you actually get to fellowship and spend time with your team. And most of the time, when you and I do that, it's usually when we're giving somebody else a healing. You have already bonded with your team. You have already witnessed some of the miracles that they perform with you. But it's an even more intimate circle when it's just you and your team. And you're inside yourself, and you're working with them, and they can joke around with you. They can bring serious things to your attention. You can take a deep breath. You can let go of what's bothering you. Okay? Team, give it some time. You no longer need to invoke Christ's name when you're removing a demon or a spirit, because I am sending you in Father's full power and authority. You just need to pause them. Okay? Everybody understands that?
You mean ever?
What's that? Say it again.
You mean ever, saying that?
Yeah. You don't ever have to invoke Christ's name from this point forward, because you have the power and authority given to you by me from our Heavenly Father to destroy whatever's there. And they all know exactly who you are, and they all know that if they come in contact with you, they're on a suicide mission. I've warned Satan many times, if you send anybody to any one of my healers, you might want to just say to them goodbye, because you're never going to see him again. He could care less.
Okay.
Thank you. Anybody else in our circle around us that's not a healer, yes, they do need to invoke Christ's name. They do not stand in the power and authority of our Father. At the end of your healings, when you're giving them to somebody, I need you to make sure that you put your hand on the charge's forehead after you get done flushing their mind out, the sixth chakra, before you move on to the seventh chakra. Please, put your hand on their forehead and quietly say to yourself, in Father's name I heal you. Father said it's time for us to start performing miracles in this time. And based on their faith in him, he will restore them, he will give them strength, he will continue to confirm in everybody that you come in contact with who you are, who you've been sent by, whose power and authority you stand in. Please make sure you put your hand on their forehead again and you say, in Father's name, I heal you. Recently, a lot of us have been coming in contact with evil. We've been fighting on levels that we didn't know were possible. And I will tell you that if you are emotionally compromised, your pogging will not be as effective, because you are not focused, because you are not in control of your emotions. So you may have come to find that something's in front of you and you plug it and nothing happens. I would encourage you to pull out your sword, and you're going to have to cut its head off. Okay? It also gives you that hands-on feeling, like you're really accomplishing something, all personal. I know how twisted that sounds, but anyway. I'm also going to point this out to you. We are the sentinels, or the watchmen, for Father. You made a vow that you would protect the bride of Christ. You would assist me and stand by my side. So you need to be like that. A sentinel is someone, again, who doesn't let their guard down. They're always in a mode of protecting. They're always watching. So I'm just going to throw that out there. We are the bodyguard of the bride of Christ. Please be aware of that. Do not let your guard down. I also want to point out, recently I've had a number of people contact me, and they'll say to me, Satan's really been going at it with me. I was trying to have this done in my life. I was trying to get this done. And he is just being relentless to me, and things are not going well, and I know it's him, and I know he's just clearing everything, and I can't stand that guy, and what is going on? And I will tell you this. That guy, 95% of the time, yes, it is his fault. 5% of the time, it may be just our Heavenly Father allowing some kind of an obstacle to come in front of you to see if you really, really want what you think you need. He's going to test you constantly. He's going to test your faith. He's going to test your patience. He's going to test the love that you have for him. And what I want to say to you is, yes, he will use the other side, test and tempt, to put up obstacles, but it's not always Satan's fault. I never thought I would say that, and here I am, and it's being recorded. It's not always that idiot's fault, okay? Sometimes, again, I'm going to preface this, there's something that you and I need to learn. Father has often said to me, every opportunity is a learning opportunity, son. I have said to him often, I'm tired of learning, let's move this along, or maybe you can just tell me what it is, and then we'll be done. Not the case. So if you're going through a situation and you've been waiting a very long time for something to come, and it isn't coming as quickly as you would like it to, then you need to put your trust in our Heavenly Father more, because he's testing you to see if you really do trust him. He is completely aware of every single thing that's going on in your life. Everything. Nothing escapes him for a moment. But he wants you and I to confront him sometimes and show him that we are strong in our faith, that we are convicted, that we are not going to waver back and forth, and that when something doesn't go our way, we're not going to sit down like a spoiled little kid and have a temper tantrum. We're going to stand strong in our faith. We're going to say, okay, Father, what is it that you want me to learn in this moment? Please open my understanding. Please give me wisdom. Please help me to endure this thing. I had a conversation with Blazar a couple weeks ago where he said to me, I do not ask our Father to give me patience, because then he's going to give me some situation I'm going to have to learn patience, and that's very wise. But I have said that to him too. I've mastered patience. Move on to something else. And he smiles and laughs. I am here to help you. Okay? If you get the impression that you need to contact me, and something tells you immediately not to, will you please contact me? Okay? I know that you need to learn things and that you need to suffer through situations sometimes, but I know for a fact that there have been times where you have suffered through things longer than you really should have, and if you would have contacted me when you got that impression, you could have saved yourself a lot of heartache. I am not your savior. I am not going to prevent Father from teaching you something, but I want to preface to you. I am your commander. I am your friend. And I love all of you more than you're ever going to understand beyond that word. And I am here to support you, and I am here to serve you. And if you don't give me a chance to help you, it hurts a little bit for me. Because I have lived through many things where all I had was our Heavenly Father. I had no one else to fall back on. You have each other. You have me. But most importantly, you do have our Heavenly Father. I am not going to take his place. You have our big brother Jesus. I am not going to take his place or the Holy Spirit either. But there are things that that I can enlighten you on, that you don't have to go through the darkness of trying to figure out what it is that's happening to you. And I know that sometimes Satan comes to you and he tells you, well, sometimes he's really busy, or that voice is going to come to you. He's not going to understand you. He certainly hasn't lived through what you have lived through. Don't bother him. You are going to learn very quickly whose voice that is. I will also tell you this, that if you share something with me, and for you it is the end of the world, or your world is crumbling around you, and I don't give you back the impression that you thought I would give you, please do not be offended. It is not that I don't think that what's happening to you is a catastrophic problem or is a huge thing for your life. I will use this example for you, okay? Jesus was on a ship sleeping. The storm came up. His disciples lost control over everything and woke him up and freaked him out. And what did he say? Where is your faith? And then with a word, everything went calm. I am just like my big brother. I am outside of the situation that you're in, but that does not mean that I do not understand what it is you're going through. But for me, I am always going to come and take the higher road. I'm going to try and counsel you with calmness, with peace. I know in my heart that sometimes I have given you counsel, and after you've gotten off the phone, you have pretty much said, he just hasn't got a clue. I have a clue, but I am just like my father. I am not going to always hand you the answer that you expect. Okay? I have no idea why I'm talking about this with you, but it came out, and here we are. I need you to trust me, because down the road, folks, I have told you some of what the future is. It is going to get pretty ugly, and I need to know that you trust me in what I say to you and when I give you counsel. You need to know 100% that it's coming from love and not judgment. If you call me because you're struggling with something and you are embarrassed, share it with me. Please let go of your ego. Please let go of your pride. Because if I were to share with you some of the things that I have done, and I'm pretty sure you wouldn't view me as I am right now. I am just as human as you are. We are all sinners. We all make mistakes. None of us is greater than anybody else. I had a situation with a healer where Jesus actually knelt in front of her. She said, I do not want Jesus kneeling in front of me. He said to her, I do not kneel in front of you because I think you are greater than I am. I kneel in front of you because I believe that you are a great servant. By the way, I've washed a bunch of guys' feet, so this is no big deal for me. And from that day forward, he showed me how humble one of us can be or needs to be. If our Savior and our big brother can kneel in front of someone else, that is humility. That is a true servant's heart. We are true servants. That is why we're here on this earth. We're not here to make a name for ourselves. We're not here to show everybody who's in existence that we are better than they are. We are here for the glory and the honor of our Heavenly Father. And I know in my heart, folks, that that's who you are. Or you wouldn't be on my team. I wouldn't be blessed as I am with all of you. And when you do call me and share with me the experiences that you're having, I will tell you that I immediately look at our Heavenly Father and I smile. And sometimes I cry. Because some of the things that you guys have gone through have not been pleasant. But he has tested you to your faith. And yet you still stay faithful to him. You still stay faithful to me. And I can't say thank you enough for what you're doing for him, for me, for everyone who needs our help. These meetings are our meetings. So I will always present to you what I would like. And then if there's anything that you would like to openly discuss, or you have a question or concern, please raise your voice, shout it out, and let's discuss it as a team. I was overjoyed last month when we were discussing armor, and Lori pretty much spoke out and went, I don't know what you're talking about, and then everybody chimed in and helped her out. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, So I'm going to hand this over now to Firelight and Lightstar. If you two could maybe set up what was going on, and then you can share the experience together, and go. It's all yours.
Okay, so it's Lightstar. The store that I work for, they have intuitive readers come in and they're holistic and a lot of natural stuff. So they had a woman come in. She was a trial, and I had just nasty feelings from her, and, you know, I kept trying to check my own ego in the process of it. Like, is this, like, you know, am I feeling like she's invading my territory type thing, or am I really feeling something? Well, it turns out I was really feeling something, and she kind of takes a little bit from every single kind of energy work and formed her own. And she opened up a portal, and I believe the portal that got opened was for her to use things from that side to be able to read the people that were in front of her. So, fast forward a week later, there's demons in and out of the store constantly, and I'm going through and I'm killing them and trying to get rid of everything, and I at one point did contact the planter and told him that, you know, the place was, there was tons of them in there, so he said the place was on lockdown. And then my boss.
You there? Hello?
Anyway, she. Hello?
She didn't want you.
Oh. Well, anyway, my boss came to me. She said that she could feel something and she never feels anything like that. So I looked again, and that's when I finally got a hold of the planter and said, I believe there's a portal that's open. And he closed it, and then we went through and everything was okay. Well, then Stacy came down for my birthday on Monday, and she had some experiences in the store. And so, Stacey, you want to take over?
Showing up to the store, like, right away, like, I felt, like, this heaviness, like, come over me. And I thought, you know, like the planter mentioned, we kind of take for granted that, you know, it's another healer that works there. And plus, I knew that you know, the property was secure and everything. And I just couldn't get over, like, this heaviness and this restlessness that I was feeling. And the two people that I brought to Lightstar's store, they were, you know, getting some things done. And, like, I had to keep taking deep breaths. And I'm thinking, I got to get out of here. Like, I just feel horrible. Like, I just, like, the longer that I was in there, the more I felt like my energy was leaving me. And I kept, you know, throwing a gold sun over my head and throwing my energy back up. And I'm, you know, and I had plenty of sleep the night before, but you know how our human minds, we just try to, like, I don't know why I'm so doggone tired, you know? And so it got to the point to where it's like, I just got to get out of the store. I mean, it's like, I don't know what's going on, but I just got to step out. So while the two ladies finished their, you know, therapies, I just went outside and I'm just thinking, what is it that I'm feeling? And you know how we kind of, like, are searching and looking and but at the same time, you know, like, it's Lightstar's birthday, and the ladies were wrapping it up, and we went and had lunch and everything, and all throughout as the day was progressing, I just kept feeling weaker and weaker and weaker, and yet I still kept, you know, throwing up another sun and filling up my energy, and I'm thinking, what the heck is wrong with me? What is going on? And so we drove home, and I came home, and I lay down on the couch, and I, like, passed out. And I was still, like, going back to the store clairvoyantly searching, and I saw there was this portal. And there was this being, and, like, I felt like it had sucked all the energy out of me. And I thought, I need to call Lightstar, because Lightstar had, you know, told me that she hasn't been feeling good and she has no energy and all of that. And so I called her up and I said, there's still a portal there and there's something in there that is sucking the energy right out of you. And I said, because it literally sucked all of my energy out, and I'm, like, I could hardly move. I could hardly keep my eyes open, and I have never, ever, ever felt so drained before in my life. And so, you know, she shared with me, well, you know, the planter, you know, it shut the portals and everything was secure and all that. And I said, well, I still feel like there's still one that is open. And, you know, so we, you know, finished talking about the day and everything. And that was on Monday. And I was told also on Monday that I needed to offer Light Star a healing. So I had made arrangements with her to come back on Wednesday to give her a healing. So that was great, because then that gave me one day to, like, rest up and gain my strength and get myself back together again to go back to the store. And, like, I really didn't want to go back there. I was like, are you sure you don't want me to give it to you at your house? And she's like, no, we'll just meet at the store. It's easier that way. I'm like, okay. So on Wednesday morning, we met at the store bright and early. Again, walked in there, and I just felt uneasy, you know, and... You know, I did everything in preparation for the healing. You know, yes, your angels to, you know, secure everything. We plugged everything. Did everything that we need to do to line up for the healing. And it still just wasn't, I don't know, just feeling weird. And so Light Star sat her down in the chair, you know, asked her, would she like the healing? She said yes. And so, you know, I had my team plugged in. I had everything that we're supposed to be doing. And I started to run energy through her aura and stuff, and it's like it wasn't working. Like, you know, our hands, like, you get, like, this tingling vibration, and I'm, like, walking around her, and I'm, like, looking around, you know, clairvoyantly. The perimeter is secure. I'm looking at, you know, my team is in place, but I'm looking at everybody going, what's going on? Like, why is this not working? There's nothing coming through. It's completely blocked. So I sit down, and I'm like, okay, let's try running energy through her lower channels. I'm like, all right, guys, ready, everybody, on the count of three, let's do this. We're doing a healing, you know. So it's like one, two, three, and still nothing. And I'm like asking everybody, you know, what's going on? And everything was just quiet. Nobody was saying a word. So I looked at her, and I said, Light Star, this isn't working. Nothing's happening. And she's like, I'm glad you said something. She goes, because I wasn't feeling anything either. And I'm like, all right, so we're both on the same page here. And I said, this is just really weird. And I said, we need to contact the planter and find out, like, what the heck is going on. Because, you know, I've never, in my 3 years of being a healer, have never been able to give somebody a healing. So we, you know, I texted the planter and I said, okay, I'm with Light Star. And I don't understand, like, it's not working. Like, there's no energy coming through. And he said, you know, call me at work. So he sent me his work number. And we got, you know, him on the line. And he, you know, proceeded to talk with Light Star and I. And then I had to get up and leave for a moment. And then Light Star opened up the door and let me back in. And she said, the planter said that there's... you know, we need to go get this thing. And that, you know, so there was another portal that was open, and there was this thing that was coming and going. And so what we were feeling was correct. And she said, the planter said, one of us needs to pog and the other one needs to hunt. And I said, well, I'll do the pogging. You can do the hunting. And so we sit down there, and she's like, well, how do you want to go? How do we do this? And I said, well, you know, I guess, you know, we need to, you know, go back to the sum of our minds. She's like, well, I'm already there. And I said, I'm right there with you. And she had described to me that, like, the week before, she was taken to a place where she was wearing, like, a cloak where she had a covered hood. And Light Star, why don't you tell them, like, where they took you?
So I have been over a few weeks now going to their territory, basically, and I'm with it's like I'm sneaking around in a dark wooded area and making my way through, and I'm never quite sure what exactly I'm looking for. I just know that I'm feeling out the area and I'm feeling out the ground, and so I told Firelight about it, and I said, you know, I don't know exactly what's going on, and she was the one that said, it's almost like you're feeling it all out to take somebody in there. Well, a week later, that's what I did, and as we went in, it was, you know, very weird at first, and then as soon as she told me, okay, I'm at this wall, it was just like this overwhelming rush, like, oh my gosh, this is so
happening right now. Yeah, we're awake, we're sitting in a room, you know, chairs across from each other, and we're seeing the exact same things together in the center of our mind. It was a trip. And So there's this, like, stone wall, and on the other side was a whole bunch of them. I don't know military words or anything like that, but it was like a whole, like, camp out of these things. And but pretty much, like, we kind of talked back and forth, like, okay, you ready to do this? And I said, yeah, I'll pog. And she said, wait a second, that thing is happening with my mouth, and tell them what happens.
So I was looking off to the side, and I could see, like, the leader of them, like, the one that was over their group. And he was kind of, like, sneaking off into the back. And so she's like, I have it here. You go. So I went over there. Well, I get this, like, really strong charge inside of me. It's like when you're going to pog, but it's even more intense than that. And it builds and builds, and then it's almost like I go to scream, and this fire comes out with this, like, shockwave that comes with it, and it knocked it down. And I told her, this thing's got some kind of significance. And she's like, yeah, he's the leader of them. Well, after I cut its head off, I don't even know why I did this, but I leaned down and I grabbed this tendon around its neck, or, you know, this jewel thing, and I ripped it off, and as I turned around and I saw her fighting, I took off running, and I put it down on my armor of my leg, and it melted into it, like, now it's a piece of my armor. And as I'm running over, she has one head in her hand, like, she's holding it by its hair, and she's like, I don't even know why I'm doing this. I mean, I don't know why I'm doing this either. And we continue to fight, and then it was like another group of them came, and we were continuing to do what we need, and then Stacy saw Michael come, and when we realized that he was there, it was like we were done, and they were going to take care of the rest.
So then, you know, like I said, then I, you know, because there were more that were coming, and she's like, do we keep going? And I said, no, Michael's there, and he held up his hand and said that we were done. And so then, like, we just both just sat there in this room, in this chair, and, like, I just wept because it's like, I can't believe that we just experienced this and how real it was. I mean, here I am riding on this horse, and I got a demon's head in my hand, riding towards the next group, like, see, this is what you're asking for. Like, that's just totally not, you know, that's just, it's wow, really wow, in that we, you know, lived through this experience awake. It wasn't something, you know, that we were, like, in a dream state that we were able to experience at the same time, see the same things. Because it was crazy, because the thing that Lightstar went after, you know, she says to me, she goes, since when do they wear jewelry? And I said, he's got to be like a command or something. But what he had around his neck was a really heavy chain. And then the center was like this red stone, and then it had metal around it. And he was trying to be all on the sly to, you know, abandon the group that he was there with. And she got him.
That is awesome, you guys.
Kind of crazy.
You're going to find that Heavenly Father is going to put all of you in these situations where you're battle ready. You'll know exactly what to do. And if you have haven't experienced yet where you wake up in the middle of the night and you're sweating like a pig, and yet the ambient temperature in your bedroom is normal, just wait, because that means that Michael is training you while you're sleeping. So that when these situations happen, both of them knew exactly what to do. That didn't come because it's just an automatic thing. Michael trained you, he's teaching you, and on a subconscious level, you may not be aware it's happening, but your soul is teaching you of what's going on. And this is what you and I have been tasked to do. We are to heal those that are broken, and we are to protect everyone that is around us. So congratulations, ladies. Welcome to the training one-on-one. You passed. You're not done, just so you know. Thank you for sharing that.
Iron Maiden, yeah.
Does anybody have anything they'd like to talk about or questions?
So it's kind of empowering chopping off a demon's head and riding off into the next, you know, little brigade, you know, with this hit by its hair, you know, it's kind of like, kind of cool, you know.
I'm very proud of you, how you guys are chopping off heads before you didn't even want to do anything with that sword, huh?
No, I have two now.
That's sweet.
I have two.
I think it's cool, too, how Light starts walking around with a demon tool in her armor.
What is that?
It's actually a trophy for her.
Okay.
Did you guys celebrate by eating rare steaks for dinner, or?
No. I'm an A. I don't eat beef.
So you had raw chicken? Oh, you ate raw vegetables. Arr! I'm going to eat a raw carrot. That's amazing. I mean, I had a precursor to what you were going to say, and I've been praying about it, and it's interesting how like the planter said, everybody knows what they're going to need to do. And it's not that there's doubt in my heart, but watching this, and we just talked about Jim's first encounter back in Seattle out in Forks, Washington, and how this has transpired, and it's amazing. I sit here in awe watching all of you, and I feel almost like an uncle of the family watching how everyone's progressing, and And I sit here, and there's no jealousy that I haven't cut any demon's heads off yet, of course. I have, but I haven't taken any trophies. But it's great how everybody's growing. I mean, I am just blown away when I hear these experiences. And really, honestly, my biggest fear... Sorry. Was that my brother would have to do this alone. And now there's a whole team supporting it. So, that's awesome.
Yeah, and you're one of them.
Well, yeah, but that's different. You know, brothers killing demons is like a movie. Having a whole team of strangers doing it is more godly. I don't know why.
And they're chicks. And they're chicks, too.
and
there's something I have to I was going to say, when sometimes we used to, you know, tell us these stories years ago, I remember being so thankful that I would never have to do anything like that.
Right.
That's the irony of God.
Yeah.
Welcome to the team. See, Emily, what you have to look forward to?
Yeah, I definitely, and that was the day that we went and had our conversation, so.
Somebody training a little demon slayer in the back there? Who is this?
Sorry, it's my kid.
Mommy's busy slaying demons. Hang on. I'll get your sandwich later.
Okay, anybody have anything else?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
This is Firelight.
Yes.
Okay, back before our story, and you were, again, reiterating about between going from the sixth and seventh chakra where we place our hand and we heal in Father's name. Now, we've been doing that, but I'm getting the impression, are we now to say that out loud?
No.
Or are we still just saying it to ourselves?
We just say it to ourselves.
Okay.
For now. That will change.
Okay. Okay.
For not to yourself. You know what? If people know exactly who you are, then you can say it out loud. But if they don't know who you are on the team that you're working with me, then I would say you keep it in your mind and say that.
Don't touch.
Okay?
Okay. Wash your hands.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, for calling in. I appreciate it. If you need something, if you want to talk to me, if you want to talk to me by myself, please send me a text, send me an email, okay? You know how much I love you. I appreciate all of you. And I wish you a blessed day. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, y'all, good day.